Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Billy Hatcher. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The center fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Paul O'Neill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ken Griffey. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luis Quiñones. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mariano Duncan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jeff Reed. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Jackson. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Danny Jackson. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Howard Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mark Carrion. Batting third. The second baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Marshall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting eighth. The catcher, Orlando Mercado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Darling. Pitching for the New York Mets, Ron Darling. And now, play ball. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carrion settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larkin hits a line drive towards short. Elster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Carrion hits a line drive into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Griffey is hit by the pitch. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Quiñones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffey moves to second. Two outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones juggles the ball. That's an error on Quiñones. McReynolds moves to second. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Marshall hits a line drive towards third. Quiñones reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. The ball gets by Reed for a passed ball. McReynolds moves to third. Kevin Elster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Elster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McReynolds scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Orlando Mercado batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mercado hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elster moves to second. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Darling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Hatcher. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Hatcher steals second. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Reed and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Reed and he is out, Quiñones applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill strikes out. Two outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffey is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Daryl Strawberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Strawberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Strawberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quiñones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into right field. O'Neill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Quiñones is 0 for 1 in the game. Quiñones hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mariano Duncan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Duncan. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Duncan steals second. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Danny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Duncan moves to third. Reed moves to second. Two outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatcher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elster strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mercado is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quiñones fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Darling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling is 0 for 1 in the game. Darling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. Larkin is hit by the pitch. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul O'Neill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Larkin moves to second. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Griffey is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Griffey hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Griffey reaches second base with a double. Larkin scores. O'Neill moves to third. It's Reds, 1, Mets, 1. Luis Quiñones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Quiñones is 0 for 2 in the game. Quiñones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Jeffrey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a pop-up towards short. Elster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Griffey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Carrion batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Carrion moves to second. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Duncan misplays the ball. That's an error on Duncan. Carrion moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. Rob Dibble now pitching. Chris Sabo now playing third base. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. McReynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrion tags and scores. Jeffries tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Jeff Innes now pitching. Dave Magadan now playing first base. Jeff Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Reed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sabo hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elster strikes out. 1 out. Orlando Mercado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mercado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mercado hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sabo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Mackie Sasser now catching. John Franco now pitching. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Larkin reaches second base with a double. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis strikes out. 1 out. Paul O'Neill is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larkin moves to third. 2 outs. Ken Griffey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Griffey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Griffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Mark Carrion is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kerryon hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Kerryon moves to second. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Bragg's pinch hits for Rob Dibble. Glenn Bragg's batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg's hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mariano Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Duncan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Oliver pinch hits for Jeff Reed. Joe Oliver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Oliver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Oliver reaches second base with a double. Duncan goes all the way around to score. It's Reds, 2, Mets, 2. Chris Sabo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sabo is 0 for 1 in the game. Sabo hits a fly ball into center field. Kerryon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Jeffries reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Charlton now pitching. Joe Oliver now catching. Mackie Sasser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasser hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Hatcher. Sasser reaches second base with a double. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Elster bunts towards first. Griffey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Griffey. Sasser scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.